let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Back with us on today's This Week in America is Patricia Mottola, author of Religion or Relationship, Living with the Holy Spirit. Patricia was born and raised in Illinois. In 1955, she surrendered her heart to Jesus Christ. In 1956, she received her B.S. degree from Illinois State Normal University. She's authored 3 how-to books for teachers. She received her M.S. degree from the University of Minnesota, Mankato. Patricia has taught a variety of normal to special needs students through 2006 in public and or private schools. And presently, she lives in Rhode Island, retired yet continues to teach ladies and girls Bible groups along with meetings and Sunday school. Her present concern is for Christians to understand the difference between being religious and having a spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ are 2 different things. Book knowledge and even training are not equal in daily living. We welcome back to This Week in America, Patricia Mottola, author of Religion or Relationship, Living with the Holy Spirit. Patricia, welcome back to the program. It's a pleasure to talk with you again.
Thank you. It's an opportunity, a wonderful opportunity to share the gospel a little bit.
Well, and you do it so well, and it's such a pleasure to have you back with us. And I really love the concept of the book, and it's touching so many people, not only nationwide, but worldwide. Let's talk about the basic question. When is religion not a relationship?
So many times we go to a meeting once a week, or less,
yes.
And we read a piece of material, and then we let it go, and it doesn't get to us. The message doesn't get there.
And that so often is like a checklist. It's like, okay, I've done what I think I'm supposed to do, and we're really not focused, are we, on what the intent is?
Well, and that's why I wrote the book, because it seems like people can have a wrong idea about what being religious is about and knowing Christ and knowing how to live the Christian life. And there's a lot of confusion on that, because a lot of it is you get up, you go once a week, and you shut the book, and that's it. And that is not the way it is.
And
it should be.
Bring that out so well in your book, Religion or Relationship. It's by Patricia Roe Mottola. That's Mottola. Book is available wherever books are sold, Amazon or readersmagnet.com, published by Reader's Magnet. Patricia, which church teaches about the relationship with God?
You know, I think it's one of those questions. It's usually a conservative church, whether it's Baptist or whether it's just a Bible church. But this is more of an individual difference that has to be known, because you can't just read a book and get the information and agree with it and have a relationship.
And you bring this out so well, and that's why this book is so important, isn't it? Because so many people, after reading the book, suddenly realize I'm not doing this right. I really don't have that relationship. Is that what you're finding?
There's a lot of people. It's surprising, and there's a lot of people who really want the relationship,
yes,
but don't take the time to do it. You know, we're in a world where most of our relatives and everything live in another state or another town, and we only talk to each other by telephone and so forth. And so this should make it easy for us to understand that we have a wonderful God in heaven that we can communicate with, and we don't have to even have a telephone.
You know, that's...
We can use the relationship of having His Holy Spirit living in us to be able to communicate with Him. And so there's a lot of people who don't have relatives around anywhere. And so this makes it easier to understand that, but God, He's everywhere. Anytime we want to have the relationship.
And we don't need a Twitter account, do we, to get in touch and to make that relationship, that bond that is so important. The book Religion or Relationship, if you're Googling it, Patricia Roe Mottola, Mottola. Patricia, what is the difference between membership and religion and relationship?
Well, a religion is very much what it was when I was growing up is you get the book and you read the rules. And you follow the rules that people give you. And it had, and then you did what you wanted if you wanted to read the Bible. But no, it's such an individual situation, because you either want the close relationship with the Lord, or you just follow the rules and go through the procedures.
Yes, and so often I think as you're talking, people go, "Wow, that's almost a description of me." So to correct that, to have that more meaningful relationship, Patricia's book, it takes you right to the heart of what you need to do: book, religion, or relationship. Does having a marriage license, for example, mean that there is a good relationship between partners? And does having that license actually cause a good relationship?
No, it doesn't. And it's an individual situation. And that's the difference between reading words and having that relationship and believing that there is a God there who is personal, who sends his Holy Spirit when we invite him in. And we just aren't religious and believe in all that, but we can talk to him and spend time with him and live the life with Christ. I'm alone now at my close to 90, and I have a relationship, and I can talk to God all day long. And I don't have to fold my hands and be on my knees. I'm talking with him because I have a relationship with his Holy Spirit within me.
And it's just a conversation. It doesn't have to be formal, does it? Where you, like you said, you're on your knees and you're going through this preparation. It's just, what I'm thinking, it's probably spontaneous if you're doing it properly.
I can be doing my dishes.
Yes.
I can talk to him about anything, because he's wherever I want him to be, he's there.
And that brings a certain peace to you and to people who do that, who have that relationship, doesn't it? Where you feel like you can communicate anytime, anywhere with the Lord.
Absolutely, because it's the Holy Spirit that he gives to us when we receive him as our Savior. And he comes in, and we can talk to him anytime we want, about anything we want. And we don't have to worry about whether he's going to be upset or not.
You know, it's such
but
a,
we can accept the leading and guidance we get.
It's such a gift that's been given to us. What is different in obeying rules and regulations and having a loving and fruitful relationship? And I'll follow that up with, can you have both? And do you have both?
Yes, because I wouldn't want to disobey him in any of the things he expects, and that I get those from reading the Bible. And I know what his expectations are, and I wouldn't want to offend him above all people. But a lot of that is a choice of who is most important in your life. Friends, money, jobs, or being where God wants you to be, doing what he wants you to do, and talking the way he wants you to talk. It's a choice of who you want to rule and control your life, and yet you're free to make the choices.
You mentioned home life, and that's interesting. What would home life be like if you followed the rules and system but had no personal relationship, no personal fellowship?
Well, it's a lot of people who are probably just obedient, and they get along well because they choose to please the other person and just follow the rules, but not, it doesn't necessarily have to do with their spiritual life. It's just that they want to please somebody.
I want to ask this question, and you've touched on this, but I think it's so important. Is church attendance the only time that we can talk or communicate with God, or only midweek or Sunday when we're actually in church? Talk about that again, because this is so crucial to that relationship that you have that we all seek.
No, I can talk to him anytime, anywhere, in the midst of any group of people if I want to. And it's a choice of what I want to do and how I want to express my life with him in front of anybody. And so I just live the way God wants me to, with Him as my best friend and always available. And I still have a lot of friends, but I can't say that everybody lives the same way, because it's a personal choice of who, what you're going to ask God to do and what you're going to make on your own.
You're listening to This Week in America. Back with us on the program, Patricia Rowe Mitola, M-I-T-O-L-A. The book is Religion or Relationship, published by Reader's Magnet. Their website is readersmagnet.com. Book is available at all the usual places. Amazon will have links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Why would God send the Holy Spirit to live in us if there were no need for communication?
He wouldn't. How many yes. places can one God go? That's His means of communication with people who have a life with Him. Right. And you have to just understand what His Holy Spirit is like. But He will not force His way on anybody. But when you want Him for something, you just call on Him and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And if you have the Holy Spirit living within you, you can even have direction emotionally, sensitively, without anything except depending on how much control He has of your life.
Do acquaintances get to come live with you in your home?
Anybody could who needs a place if they'd want to, and it wouldn't have anything to do with that religion except that I wouldn't have somebody come in who wanted to drink or do all things like that. But I don't even have a situation like that. But you can invite people to come in if they respect you. And that depends on how you live your Christian life and how much you expect other people to respect you for who you are.
Patricia Mitola back with us. Religion or Relationship is her book. When should I follow Christ? And I'll give you some of the options that come to mind. At church certainly comes to mind, at home, at school. When should I follow Christ?
Everywhere, anytime.
So it's pretty simple. It can be done. You're stuck in traffic and you've got some time rather than sit there and be all frustrated and depressed because you're running late. That's a good time, I would think, to reach out. I mean, you can think of all those times during the course of a day that you could fill in and feel good about it and maintain that relationship.
And then you just ask Him to take care of the things you can't fix and to take care of it.
What is
because you've placed your life into His hands, and He knows where you are and what you need all the time.
Talk about in your life when you realize that you really need to develop that relationship. It doesn't have to be formal. It just has to be an open relationship. Do you remember when that happened? Maybe it was an evolutionary process in your life and how it's changed your life. I enjoy talking with you because, and it's hard to believe you're pushing 90. Doesn't sound like that at all. You sound very young and have all of these great ideas. What's it meant for your life? I'll start with, was there a point when you realized I need to have a relationship?
Yes. I'm having trouble with my memory right now of when, but it's only been a few years before I wrote the book that I realized that you cannot just have a religion and obey the rules of religion. This is a relationship. And you communicate with Him all the time. Not just on your knees in any way that you're walking or
right.
or if you're in a church or something. If you have the Holy Spirit living in you, which you receive when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, He's with you when and if at all times.
What has that relationship meant to you from that period, several years before you wrote the book, through now? How important is that relationship? It sounds like a very vital part of your everyday life.
It gives you peace because you've asked Him, and you ask for direction and you get it, and he takes care of things. It's right there. I didn't have it that way before. I went to church all the time, and I prayed all the time, and I read my Bible all the time. But I finally came to the place where I had this relationship with him, and that's what it's about.
The book is receiving excellent reviews, and it's eye-opening for many people. It's as simple as developing that relationship. It doesn't mean you've got to, on Wednesday night, take off and go to church, or if you want to pray, you have to go to church and go to the pew and pray that way. What's it like to have this message out there and to hear from people, maybe in some of the people in church that you go to, that their lives have been changed by making it not just religion, but a relationship? How satisfying is that for you, that your message is really changing lives?
Oh, it would be wonderful, because I know the difference it made in my life.
Yes.
And the peace, and it's a value system that you develop, and it's a whole different relationship that you have with him. He's like a family member that's there but doesn't live with you in your house, but he's always there, and he's family, and you can take it anything to him, and he's always there.
We'll take about a minute or so here at the end of the program. You obviously felt very strongly with what the impact this has had. Religion or Relationship is the name of the book. When you realize that you need to develop, and you are developing, a relationship. Talk about then deciding to write the book. What was that like, to go through the process of writing the book and sharing this message, this important message, with so many people?
Well, I just thought I had written before, and so I figured I've got to get this message out, because there's so many people who don't have that relationship. They have a religion, and they have a love for God, and they want to be obedient, and they try their very best to do everything, but it's not this relationship that you have with the Holy Spirit. Because I don't think I've ever heard more than one or two preachers ever talk about the presence of the Holy Spirit living in you, and that is so important.
And Patricia talks about it in detail and in her book, and you'll see as you're reading this why this has made such a difference in so many people who have read the book. The book is Religion or Relationship by Patricia Rowe Mottola, Rowe, R-O-W-E, Mottola, M-I-T-O-L-A. The book is available at readersmagnet.com, the publishers. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon and all the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll have a link on our website that will take you directly to Patricia's book site on Amazon. Patricia, it is always a pleasure. Great to talk with you again. Thank you for sharing this very important message. Great to have you with us on the program. Thank you.
Thank you for allowing me to get the message out.
It's a very important message, and it's a pleasure, and hopefully we can do this again. Patricia Mottola, the author of Religion or Relationship. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.